Over the years, musicians have come and gone and grown, and venues have opened and closed, scenes have been built, and one man who has watched a lot of that unfold is RTRFM longtime presenter Ross Chisholm. He joins us for another episode of The Land That Time Forgot. Hello, Ross.
Good morning, Caitlin. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you? You're excellent.
I'm excellent. The sun isn't shining and it's almost raining, but
it's all good.
I'm here.
We're all in this together. Now, some business first up.
Yep.
The quiz is coming up in not this weekend, but the next weekend. You've got to remember to be there because we are presenting the very first Land That Time Forgot round, or music history round.
Yes. So regular listeners to this station, to this program, this segment, will have an in, because a number of the questions are stuff that we've actually brought up within and spoken about. So if you remember the stuff that we're talking about and have been talking about, then you'll go, oh, of course I know what that is.
Piece of cake.
Point.
Yep.
It's all happening on the Saturday the 18th down at the Civic. I believe it kicks off at 7 o'clock-ish.
I think it's 6 or 7. Let's get back to you on that.
I think it'll be 7.
All right.
Although everyone goes, oh, yeah, 7. And then, yeah, 7:15, it's like, okay, take your seats.
Now, you have written some questions. I might have to get back to you on a couple of them. I reckon they're too hard.
Oh.
So we'll deal with that off air, shall we?
No, let's deal with it on the night.
Yeah,
while
maybe.
We're talking, we're going, you're going, I don't know about this. Can you come up with another question?
We can have an argument on stage. That'll be great. We can be the entertainment. But yes, so we are presenting a round of questions on music history. And if you do listen to this segment, half the work is done. If you have missed some, or if you want to revisit them, of course, they're all podcast every week, so you can find them on the breakfast page as well. Some studying up for the quiz. But tell us about jazz in Perth, Ross.
Jazz in Perth. We're not dealing with the decadent rock and roll that we normally deal with here. We're going a little bit more sophisticated.
Mm.
Of course, when jazz first hit Perth, it made rock and roll seem fairly tame.
Wow.
There's been a jazz scene, i.e. working jazz bands in Perth since at least the early 1920s. And if you're thinking about that, that's nearly 100 years.
That's a beautiful thing.
Rock and roll, of
course. That's older than even you.
Ooh! I think we'll be having words on the night. Of course, rock and roll is just coming up to 60 years, so jazz has been around a whole lot longer. When it first came to Perth, there was no radio or television or internet type things. So the only way you could actually listen to jazz, apart from live bands, was on 78s. But that all gets us round to what we're going to be dealing with today, which is the Michael Pignogai Sextet.
And we are definitely not going back to 1920 for this. Where
are
we going?
No, because there was new recordings at that stage. We're talking late 90s, although one of the releases didn't come out to 2000. But anyway.
Michael Pignogai.
Yes.
Did I say it right?
Yes. He didn't actually come from Perth. He came from elsewhere. He arrived in Perth in, when did he arrive in Perth? In 1989 to study at the WA Academy of Performing Arts. Jazz musicians are not like rock musicians. They make rock musicians seem very monogamous. Jazz musicians play with anybody all
they
the
do,
time.
Don't they?
All the time. So going through the lineup of what I'm about to do, I'm not going to do too much about where they went to or where they came from.
Because there's a lot of people here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apart from Michael Pignogai, who was on drums, you had Russell Holmes on piano, who'd played with Limmy Harmer. And Limmy Harmer is a name that's going to come up a little bit here. Marcus Dengate on bass. Carl Mackay on alto and tenor sax, David McGregor on trumpet and flugelhorn, and Chris Grieve on trombone and djembe. Now, Carl Mackay was playing in Spur at this point in time and was also playing with Steve Tallis and Zombie Party. So although it was a jazz group, they had other connections in there as well.
Hmm.
They came together originally as the Michael Pignogai Quartet in 1994 before before becoming the Sextet in 1996. And a couple of them, Michael Pignagai and a later bass player, a very young Pete Jeavons, also playing in a rock band, which is Jaluka. And that was gigging probably about the same amount of times as the jazz bands, because they like to keep their feet in and hands in and minds in. But the Sextet had two recordings, both live, interestingly enough. The first one was done at the Greenwich. You know where?
No, underneath, speak to me.
The Greenwich was actually located beneath His Majesty's Theatre, Her Majesty's Theatre.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
One of those lovely downstairs basement type.
So now they call it like downstairs at the Madge, I think. Yeah.
And they did their first recording there, which was came out in 1997, August of 97. Actually launched at the Greenwich as well. And so it's got a nice feel to, about it. Soon after it came out, the band went off on tour to over East and also New Zealand. But there was a lineup change at that point in time when Pete Jeavons came in. But I think
of the Land That Time Forgot this morning with Ross Chisholm and the sounds of the Michael Pignagai Sextet today. Some mid to late 90s jazz sounds.
Oh, hello.
Oh, trying to get an extra bit in there.
It's that CD player. Oh, my God.
That was recorded in 1997 at the Greenwich, below Her Majesty's.
Yep. What other venues did they play?
They played the Hyde Park, of course, which was Perth Jazz Society. Mm-hmm. They also played Ridges, and don't ask me where Ridges is.
Ridges.
Yes.
All right.
Yep. They're the ones I know about. A lot of jazz ones weren't advertised as in the Express or anything like that. It was more through the Perth Jazz Society and word of mouth, etc., etc. So they were playing a little bit more sophisticated venues than normal. And when I said the Hyde Park, I meant the back room at the Hyde Park, because I can't imagine them playing at the front room of the Hyde Park. It was, no, too many people.
Yeah, reserved for rock and roll.
Yes, definitely, and other degenerate music.
Lovely. So where do we go from here? So we're sitting around the late 90s?
Yeah, well, it's sitting around 97.
Yep.
Pete Jeavons has joined, very young Pete Jeavons. He was playing in Jaluka, and I actually picked up probably one of his first bands, which was called Magical Theatre. Now, Pete is a sometimes presenter on this station and does, well, he's a freelance musician, essentially. So it's interesting where he began and where a number of the others, because a number of the others came from jazz backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
We've got up to early 1999, and at that point in time, they're still gigging around. But two of the members had decided to leave, and the band decided, okay, well, if they're going to leave, we're going to do some more recording. Now, Dale Barlow, an alto sax player, happened to be in town, and they all got it together. Again, more live recordings, which is at the Subiaco Theatre.
Okay.
Arts Theatre Centre.
Yep.
Although it did take quite some time for this particular recording to come out. It came out as a double live CD. And I can't think of too many other bands that have done double live CDs.
Yeah, that's epic. That's one hell of a show.
It is. Very long. Before it came out, there were changes. Chris Grieve left and he stayed for the time being. David McGregor left and Russell Holmes left. And they got Matt Jodrell in on trumpet, again a young rising star at that point, and Tom O'Halloran came in on piano and keyboards. And what else happened there? Then Chris Greaves left, and they got Matthew Lee in on trombone. And that was about the point that the CD came out. So, yeah, there was like half the band had left between recording it and it coming out.
Okay.
What happened then? Michael Pignagai, the band seems to have gigged sporadically up until about 2002, although Michael Pignagai was also playing with Michael Pignagai Trio,
all right,
which is bits and pieces of the band. He was gigging on other side bands as well. What happened to all the people? Chris Grieve went overseas. Dave McGregor apparently took up flying.
That's amazing.
Who knows? Carl McKay, he went into Hypnotoast, which is the Libby Harmer bit. Pete Jeavons also did time in Hypnotoast, sometimes the regular Hypnotoast and sometimes Hypnotoast Big Band. A lot of Perth musicians went through the Hypnotoast Big Band.
Yeah.
Lots of musicians. So eventually the CD came out. It was released in 2000, although it didn't actually get a launch until 2001. And it was called Pure.
Beautiful.
And we're going to take a final track from this.
Finally, where's Michael?
Michael, he seems to have left Perth. He came here, played in bands, got his degree, and then left.
Okay.
I think he's headed back either over east or overseas. Occasionally comes back here, but not occasionally enough. But from the Pure Double Live CD, this is a piece called Forgotten Memories.
Oh, that's lovely. Ross, thank you so much for taking us down memory lane again to the land that time forgot. The Michael Pignagai Sextet will catch up with you again this time next week. Cheers, Ross.
Thank you.